So there are ways to do it, but let's be honest. The modern shoppers, they're not convenient, and people just... Look, I can tell you, there's four people that use the account funds feature at mikechurch.com/shop that I know of, regularly use it. And one of them sends us regular checks. He does. He puts $500 in, and every 3 months he shops against the $500. God bless him. God bless. And he knows who he is because he's going like, oh, he must be talking about me. I'm not going to mention your name. Look, I'm not bitching about it. I'm just pointing out that this system is absolutely awful and we're all stuck in it. And I don't want to be stuck in it. And we had a chance to save some coin there. And it just, you're powerless, folks. Oh, we live in the greatest, freest country in the history of the world. No, we don't. No, we don't. Mike Church Show here on the... And Renman Crusader, thanks for your comments, brother. I wasn't singling you out and knocking. Just wanted you to know that I'm not complaining about whether or not this... And look, you go to my Twitter feed. Twitter! One mistake, we'll kill you. At the King Dude. And you can see Stripe actually responded to me on Twitter and said, we're going to look into this. And then came back and said, we can't accept it. Okay, all right, dude, whatever. Now, if the ATF is behind this, then it would be applicable to all of them. And as I said, I've never seen a term and condition on that. And it even says on their page, it doesn't blame the ATF. It says these are our policies and guidelines. Guidelines and restrictions. Stripes, guidelines, and restrictions. All right. 844-527-8723. The official Never Gillette PR firm, a PR wing of the Mike Church Show, is in action this morning. Here's what Aaron Barker has put out on the Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you. Calling all non-binary dudes. If you can't quote any scripture but can name all the soy latte, mocha frappe, fall flavors at the hippie coffee joint, you're in need of some infused manhood. At the King Dude has a healthy dose on the Veritas Radio Network. Listen here. As always, AB, thank you, brother. Okay. What else do we have on the pro? Wow, 21 chatters in the first hour? Minute charge, please. You're breaking records. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. This climate change nonsense is now building to a fury here, folks. Frenzy. There are children out there now that can't sleep at night. They've been traumatized because they've actually been convinced, and they believe, that the world truly is coming to an end. Note that all the children, though, that have been climatized and have been brainwashed, that none of them have been converted. So none of them have been told that, okay, well, yeah, the sea levels are going to rise and we're all going to drown. Or the temperature is going to go up 30 degrees Celsius and we're all going to be burnt to death. You should probably convert to Catholicism and save your soul. No one's telling them that there's anything. Why do you not want the sea levels to rise? And by the by, doesn't it just fit? That the children would adopt the climate as their religion. Imagine if this little twerp, future Miley Cyrus, I'm sure, Greta Thunberg, made a charge you think things should be talking about. She's a foreign citizen. I could give a you know what. This little Greta Thunberg is seen in the chat room in her anti-fascist all-star. That's a joke. These climate Nazis are fascist. They're jonesing to become fascist. You go to stick your hand out there to go pick a can of Quaker State up at AutoZone, whap, on the knuckles. Notice, though, that they have been taught the religion of climate change. Now, just imagine a world in which all these kids that are going to go to this stupid protest today in New Tenochtitlan City and other places where they're going to skip school and they're going to hold hands and they're going to cry that their future is nigh. Just imagine if they had that kind of reverence for God.